Natural Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this really frosts me. Google, alone among the large social media companies, is deliberately not taking a stand at all on the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the atrocities that are happening. Google Alphabet, that's really Alphabet. Remember, some of their peers, I don't know if you call them the competitors, probably, Facebook, Meta, Twitter, have denounced it, have taken a principled stand. All of those social media outlets, including Google, you can't just go onto Google in Russia and Google war in Ukraine or anything like that. It's not as if they're getting anything out of this. But Sundar Pichai, the CEO, certainly, in my opinion, culturally in his background, doesn't have the same regard for U.S. interests and, frankly, for our values as somebody else might. And the other thing that frosts me about these people, some years ago, not too long ago, the Defense Department put out a request for proposal on a contract to do defense work. And many hundreds of Google employees wrote letters of protest, messages of protest, saying they didn't want to work for the Defense Department. Many of these people, we contract with a lot of people from other countries to do basically IT work. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of people coming to the country or working for the country and not standing up for our Department of Defense and our values. And I think it's time, quite frankly, from the government to take a lot stronger stand. And scrutinizing Google and making sure that these characters are not, in some respects, by their silence, and certainly if they're doing anything, in effect, giving aid and comfort to the Ruskies. And if people sign petitions like that and don't want to work for the State Department, I'd yank their visas. Yank them, get them out of here. We need them, we need them. Okay, have them work remotely. The problem is you want to make sure they're not stealing IT and passing it on to adversaries. One of the issues with our social media companies is that many, many people working for them were not born in the United States, and some of them, I'm not saying all of them, don't share our values. I don't like that. What do you do about it? Well, for one thing, you get more people domestically in this country who are U.S. citizens who actually become competent in these areas and go into that field. But the second thing is, a lot of it can be simply public perception and public statements. I want to see Google make a very strong public statement that they oppose the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's not hard to say that. That's not hard to say that, but what this reminds me of, India and China take no position. Well, they abstained on the vote to condemn the Russian invasion, and China holds press conferences saying it's the U.S.'s fault, and they lie. India and China do that. The U.N., and there was a kerfluffle about this, but a senior U.N. member, or senior U.N. administrator in New York, put out a message saying that the UN should not describe, the UN now, should not describe it as a war or an invasion, but as a special military action. In other words, parroting Moscow's line. I think the UN is essential. You got to get people, thankfully, coming to New York. A lot of these people come from these countries that are destitute. They have no restaurants and theater, no cultural life other than kind of native life, which can be great. No question about that. But they get to come to New York and eat in good restaurants and be called sir and all this. They'll continue to come. They'll continue to come. And so within reason, we can tolerate some of this. Fortunately, we got to the ruling authority in the UN and they contradicted that. But these are the sentiments out there. These are the sentiments, and these are the sentiments at Google. And I don't like it at all. And Google makes a lot of money in this country and around the world. They love being in the United States. Everybody loves being in the United States, but some people don't like paying any price to be in the United States, which is loyalty to our country, service to our country. They like to continually attack our country, and I'm tired of it. I got to tell you that. I'm just very, very tired of that. In the meantime, Russia is trying to evade sanctions, economic sanctions. Economic sanctions, let me tell you something. I saw a interviews with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. I was underwhelmed. Underwhelmed. Merrick Garland gets up there, and he's dragging his feet on prosecuting people that that tried to overturn our election in a coup. And he gets up there, and he says, we're going to put sanctions on the, we're going to enforce the sanctions on the Ruskies. And then he shakes his finger, he looks into the camera, he goes, and you oligarchs, you can take your yachts wherever you go, but we'll find you. That is so weak. People are tortured in Ukraine. And, oh, you oligarchs will get your... He didn't say you oligarchs will track you down and kill you. He didn't say you oligarchs will track you, your kind, your spawn, all your families, and take everything you own. He said, we'll follow your boats. Doesn't matter where you take them. Very weak, very weak. I've got to say, I'll say it right now, I think we need a new attorney general. I think we need a new guy or woman in there with a lot of guts, a lot of spine, and does the job. And then Blinken, you know, they ask him, well, was it genocide? Well, we're going to do an investigation of war crimes. His eyes were uncertain. You can't replace the Secretary of State in the middle of this thing. He has done a good job, so has Biden, in putting together our Western European allies and our NATO allies. But you know something, there isn't a lot of oomph there, okay? There is not a lot of oomph there. And somebody has got to get to Biden, and he may not be the guy, and says, get Zelensky the planes. I'm going to keep saying it. Get Zelensky ship-to-shore missiles. Get him tanks. Get him better air defense systems. Let him shoot the Russian planes down. Everybody's going, oh, well, that will enrage Putin. Enrage a demented genocidal sadist? Do you enrage Hitler by opposing him militarily? If we don't stop him in Ukraine, they will take over Ukraine, butcher everybody, torture Zelensky and his family, kill them, make everybody subservient. You know, it was not simply a coincidence that when the German army surrendered at the end of the Second World War, they wanted to surrender to the Americans. They did not want to surrender to the Russians. They knew what would happen to them. The Russians are a barbaric society and a barbaric culture. And you talk to these guys, and I went over there, gave a series of talks on our Constitution. I'm glad I did. Many good people. But they are very different. Just because they may look like you and me, and they may sound like you and me, up to a point, they will stand by for the most vicious, sadistic conduct. We cannot let Ukraine fall into their hands. Then it'll be Moldova. The next target will be either Latvia or Lithuania. Yes, they're in NATO. But if we stand by and say, okay, you can torture a girl 10 feet from the Polish border, but you can't do it 10 feet to the west, we don't exist as a liberal democracy. And we have a way to do it now without intervening. Get these weapons to Zelensky and let him put in his own no-fly zone. Call somebody, call your congressman and tell them that. And don't put up with any guff. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.